Greetings to all of my listeners for reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 15. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider has he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength, and the song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God. I will prepare him a habitation. My father's gone, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Trial, his chariots and his host has he cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths that cover them, they sank into the bottom as a stone. Thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Of thine excellency, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. Thou sendest forth thy wrath, which consumeth them as a stubble. And with the blast of thy nostrils, the waters were gathered together. The floods stood upright as a heap, and the depths were concealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil, and lust shall be satisfied upon me. I will draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them. Thou didst glow with among the gods, who was like unto thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praise, doing wonders. Thou stretchest out thy right hand, the earth is swallowed then. May the Lord bless to us the portion that we have read and looked at together. This is the first song on record on the blessed be God. It is the song of salvation. Henceforth and forever singing shall have the chief place in the service of God. I might say that the sentimental songs of the world today and all this rock and roll stuff has got absolutely no voice of God in it. It just comes, as I might say, from the lower world. And certainly it's to be avoided. It takes away everything of God when you see what's going on in the singing that we have today. But when God saves men and women, we're told from Psalm 40 that he takes them up out of the horrible pit that is the pit of sin. He takes them away from this rock and roll stuff, and he puts a new song in their mouth. That's the old song that you hear on the different occasions as the old song, the song of the world. But when God saves men and women, he puts a new song in their mouth. And that's the song of, a song of praise. He taketh them up out of the horrible pit, and he put a new song in their mouth, even praises unto their God. And I just wonder when I hear so much thrash today, and I call it thrash because that's all it is. I just wonder, do you know the first thing about God's salvation, about the song that he has put into your heart? The song of redemption. We had been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb in Egypt. Right from the bondage in Egypt. And they have been made a new creation in Christ Jesus. They've got new leadership. They're not under the leadership of Pharaoh anymore, the type of Satan. They're under the leadership of Christ and his word and the Holy Spirit. And so we can see these people, they are singing the song of redemption because they have been redeemed by the precious, precious blood that represented the blood of Christ on Calvary's cross. All these lambs and all these sacrifices that we have in the Old Testament all pointed forward to the New Testament, to the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. And so we find that when they were on the other side, that they began to sing this song, and thank God it was a song of redemption. And you and I are going to sing that song, and we're going to sing it not only while we're on this side of the Jordan, while we're on this side of eternity, but we're going to sing unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood upon the tree. We're going to sing that throughout the countless ages of eternity. Not only was it a song of redemption, how they were redeemed by precious blood, but it was a song of victory. Victory was theirs. We looked at last week and how they were surrounded in every way. There was no way they could possibly move, and yet the word was stand still and see the salvation of God. Now God's word is simply to us that we are to believe him and we are to take our stand with him. Stand still. There was no way they could help themselves. The enemy was at their heels. They couldn't turn back. The mountains were on either side of them. And the sea was ahead of them. And they say it was impossible to turn one way or the other. All they could do was to stand still and leave their results with God. And when you come down to the end of the tunnel and find out that there's no way you can turn, that everything seems just to be at a standstill, what a grand thing to think that God's at the end of the tunnel, God's at the end of the rope. And as long as he's at the end, you can trust him. And if you trust him, he'll never let you down. Only trust him, only trust him, only trust him now. He will save you, he will save you, he will save you now. And I trust you can say as you hear my voice, I will trust him, I will trust him. When? I will trust him now. He will save me. He will save me. When will he save you? Right now. Right when you're hearing my voice. If you'll only trust him and thank him for dying such a death for your sins. And so there was a song of victory. And looking back, they saw their enemies buried in the depth of the sea. One place in this chapter we read that they sunk right down to the bottom of the sea, like a rock would sink in the sea. And another place we just read in this chapter, just where we left off, that they sank like lead in the sea. My, to think of those enemies, the assailed to do as the children of Israel did. Many people are trying to do that, to be imitators. If they can do it, we can do it. But that was God's way, and that was God's only way. There was no other way. It's the way of the redeemed. And it's only the redeemed that can go that way. And so these Egyptians are sailed to do as the children of Israel did, but they sank as lead into the bottom of the sea. I want to tell you, dear friends, that the sea is what God says he buries our sins in. And the sins that has haunted us all our life then. The sins, dear friends, that came with us when we came into the world and accumulated, because we had day by day the add to these sins. Even if you only commit one sin at the end of the year, one sin a day, I might say, at the end of the year is 365 sins added to it. And so we find that these sins haunt us. And when we come to the Lord Jesus, accept him as our Savior, these sins are put away and buried in the deepest part of the sea. And they too sink like lead into the bottom, never to be raised up against us. God says that your sins and your iniquities I will remember against you no more. Looking at this wonderful scripture that we have here, we find out that our sins, like the bloodthirsty Egyptians, were pursuing us. And when there was no hand to help, the Lord Jesus came in and he says, thy sins are forgiven thee. The Son of Man has power enough to forgive sins, and they have been put away. I trust your sins have been put away, and you shall see them again no more. And they said that of the Egyptians that you see today, you shall see them again no more. And when God puts our sins away, he says they're put away never to be brought up against us anymore. And you'll notice that it was not only a song of redemption, not only a song of victory, but it was a song of testimony. Notice the minds in verse 2. There is a clear and a decided ring about this. The Lord is my shepherd, we read in Psalm 23. When a certain young lady said, I wish I could trust my mother's God, she was hearing a good testimony both to her mother, or I might say she was bearing a good testimony both to her mother and also to her mother's God. I wish I could trust my mother's God. You can trust your mother's God. You can trust the one that she trusts. You can trust that lovely man that died for you on Calvary's rugged cross. You can make him your very own today, and you can go as that dear mother that knew the Lord, you can go and say, yes, thank God, I know him as my personal Savior. I have Christ. What want I more? It was not only a song of praise, but it was a song of testimony. And I trust that it'll be a testimony to you as you see others saved by the grace of God, and as you come and put your trust in him also. And then I might say it was a song where they dedicated themselves to the Lord. I trust that you will dedicate yourself to the Lord. Certainly, the man that has done so much for you, you should turn yourself over to him. He and he alone is worthy of all your support. As I say, there's nothing that we should not turn over to him. In all our ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. Then it was a united song. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel. They differed in many things, but they agreed in ascribing the salvation that they had obtained to the Lord. And certainly when you and I come to the Lord Jesus, we have to give him all the credit for our salvation like Jonah. Jonah says salvation is of the Lord. And certainly your salvation don't amount to too much, but the salvation that God has given to us amounts to a whole lot. There may be many differences in the shades of Christians and in the characteristic of Christians. But there's one thing about it, each one of us has to accredit our salvation to God. We cannot accredit to any other person. He and he alone is worthy of all praise. A song on the other side of the sea. Half the Egyptians have been overwhelmed in the deep. The destruction of the wicked will not hindered the song of redemption. There's a lot of things that would like to cry out, or to cry out the song of redemption. There's a lot of things I say would like to come into your life that the devil would like to bring in and cry out. Oh, you say, I'm just so busy with the Word today, and everything seems to be just keeping me away from the reading of the Word of God. But nevertheless, when you sit down for a moment in the presence of God and think what he has done, and give him the credit, certainly that song in your heart will begin to come out. That new song, the song of praise unto him. And he that offereth praise glorifieth God. May the Lord enable you and I just to pour out our hearts to him and thank him for dying for your sins. And if you have never received him, receive him here and now and confess him as your Savior to others. Our Father, we thank thee for the privilege which we have of reading and meditating on thy word. We thank you for the song of redemption that thou hast put in our hearts, and we pray that each one of us may bear a testimony, not before the world, but before him also. We ask you to give him thanks in his name. Amen.